on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I'm back with Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and Jenna, Death by Gucci. What's happening? Mike's always in the hopper, so.
I am recovering from Halloween.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sugar high.
Yeah, I caught myself stealing candy last night. From my son, like other kids, but
still floating around here. So there's all kinds of candy around. I don't really have a sweet tooth, so it's been kind of nice. But it's kind of like staring you in the face, going, "Eat me, eat me, eat me."
Well, on top of all the candy that he got, I wasn't here to pass out the candy I bought to give away.
Oh,
so therefore, a couple of neighbors are like, "Well, what do you got?" And so we're gonna do a candy swap tomorrow.
Oh, that's fun.
I buy candy that I won't eat.
Yeah,
I read something cute on Facebook yesterday.
What?
I forgot who sent me the image. It was just someone saying, "I'm doing really good in the zombie apocalypse. I've killed 15 zombies so far." And then it said, "I can't figure out why they all carry a bag of candy." And it made me think of The Walking Dead.
They're piñata zombies.
Oh, that's awesome.
We just turn our light off and hope nobody knocks on the door.
Yeah.
Well, somebody came through and dropped smoke bombs all over the neighborhood. So once that happened, I said, "We're done."
Mm.
Yeah. Smoked us out.
We had we have a lot of kids in our neighborhood, so I mean, yeah, there's a lot of candy that flows in our area. So
mm-hmm. They have Halloween in Las Vegas.
Halloween?
Yeah.
They do a lot
of go to the mall.
Yeah, they do that here. They also have trunk or treats, where a lot of the churches will hold like an event where basically you just load up your trunk with candy and the kids come around and it's kind of contained and safe environment kind of thing. If you don't want to go up to a bunch of houses.
And you know, the schools all do stuff around here, colleges, almost any place kind of, you know, is starting. Churches usually frown upon it. I have a family member that won't let her children celebrate or trick or treat or anything, and it's sad because they're all little princesses as it is, but they're like, "Jen, shut the door down, shut the lights out."
Well, there's some that still think that whole All Hallows Eve is the night of the devil and all that other strange stuff
too,
and I don't know, but I think that you got to go back a long ways in history to turn it into what the pagan holiday was and you know, all that. And then it leads to All Saints Day, which, you know, which was the day that the toolbar went back from being pink to gold. We celebrated All Saints Day with the gold toolbar.
Heavy protesting.
Because of serious drama. That is just sad.
Does it make you want to do themes for different holidays?
It does make me want to do that. It was kind of funny when I did it. You know, I mean, it was kind of rolling through my mind. What if we made the toolbar different colors for different things, and then it was like kind of like our Google?
Yeah, you know, your favorite team won tonight, so you changed it to their colors.
Yeah, you look forward to going over to Google's website because you want to see what new logo or whatever they've done on their site. So maybe we need to theme our toolbar to be our thing. So I don't know.
And speaking of Googles, theirs was really cool on Halloween. They had a little haunted house.
Oh yeah, when you click the doors.
Yeah, and you can
and it opens them up.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Stuff. Yeah,
they do cool. Really fun stuff every day on Google.
Yeah, April Fool's Day is awesome on Google too.
Uh-huh.
If you've never paid any attention, go look at some of the Google stuff that's done on April Fool's.
Because there's a whole history of just looking at things they do too.
Yeah, and it's pretty funny stuff.
Funny. So yeah, no, I enjoyed I thought the pink toolbar was cool, and I think I mentioned to you before, you know, when my son sees it, he sees things like that, he always wants to know what the reason is, and so I do believe it does trigger some awareness in people, and that's the point. So
I
appreciated that you guys did that.
Yep. Well, we'll probably do it again next year. We'll see. Anyway, yeah.
Well, there's an awareness of every
month. If we're all still playing next year.
Well, that's true.
This week I've seen more people quit and from get frustrated.
They did it all over the pink toolbar.
I don't think it was the pink toolbar.
I know. I'm sure it wasn't.
You're the game killer. Damn you and your pink toolbar.
Yeah.
I think it was the hunter, the werewolf.
Events, yeah.
It was. And then, yeah, it just seemed, you know, we talked about it last show, Jen and I, when you weren't with us, Jenna. It's just like, oh, my God, how much stuff do they want to put on us?
And then they added more. It was are y'all going to stop? And then the stupid arena image that.
Is there every time you reload the screen?
Yeah, and I can't get it to go away.
I'm going to make it go away on its own.
That's what we were wondering.
Yeah.
We know better than to ask Zynga, so we're hoping you someone at Stockholm get irritated to the point where they make it go away.
And what's worse for me is that
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I dropped the VIP, so I get that pop-up on top of it.
Oh.
That says, you know, come back now if you want to retain your status or whatever. And then it'll be the other pop-up, and then it'll be the bundles, the family bundles. I think I counted 4 in a row that came up all at once.
That's crazy.
And I thought, this is ridiculous. If I got to shut 4 things down just to look and see what else I need to click.
Well, and that's the stuff that we've talked about in the past with the whole, you know, pop-ups. I mean, that's what got people so frustrated, you know, multiple months ago, and it seems like it subsided some. And then now all of a sudden you got, like Jen pointed out, this arena thing that just stays there. I mean, you have to actually click the X to get it to disappear
and
in order to do anything.
That's not even enough.
Right. I know.
And I found you don't really have to close it. You can just click on a navigation tab and it'll take you to where you want to go. But in some circumstances, that doesn't even work. And this thing will not go away. And then you get the spinning bullets.
I've heard a lot of people with the bullets this week has been an issue.
And it looks like the arena might be in something fun and new and exciting, but we're all going to be so annoyed with it because of that stupid picture.
Yeah.
And then to make it worse, I was all excited to post like the server images of the next ones to come. Mm-hmm. And they put a little tag on the link, like a number letter combination. So we can't even show you the server images unless we try 16 million different ones.
Which I'm sure you've are on to 50.
I tried to talk Eichen to make a script for it, but he said even with that many combinations, even a 1 second to process each one, it would take days.
Mm-hmm. And by then it'd already be done.
But I was thinking if we did that and maybe assigned 100 people to try different sections.
Just wait it out, Jen. Like wait it out.
I know, but they pulled a fast one and it worked.
Won't be the first time.
I know. If they start putting those on all their server images,
you're gonna be bumming. Yeah, they're out to get you too. You're what they're watching.
It, like you've made a science out of finding server images. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a science of watching you.
I know.
Oh,
it made me mad.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably flattered. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But it would have been fun to post it. I think
the day that they post some things in their server images just to mess with you.
Yeah, well, I think they made a mistake. They gave us one image of the London districts.
Uh-huh.
And well, we know how to figure out server image links. So from that one image, we were able to get all 20. And then I posted all 20. So maybe they realized that.
They got to stop Jen.
That I was out of control. And so they were going to put a stop to it.
First, they took your slot machine.
I'm still glad they took that. I have so many reward points now because I don't have anything to spend them on.
Although there's another, what do you call it?
The 2-time property builds.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were two of them today.
Yeah, I noticed that was.
I think I missed them both. I wasn't paying attention.
To where I wanted it to be, and I'm just like, I'm kind of overbuilding my character too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've lost interest.
Yeah, I think I have too.
Like I need to find a new goal. I said my goal for energy would be 15,000 and I reached that, and then my goal for stamina was 15 and now it's at 17. I'm just getting bored. I don't know where to put stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy with where my attack and defense is.
Right.
Like, I'm not some big fighter. I just want to be strong enough to ward off the haters that attack me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have most of that covered.
Right.
So I really, and I could hoard them, I guess, like you do, Pete, but then it bothers me. Like, there's something in me that does not like those sitting out there.
I see two right now, and it's driving me crazy.
Yeah. 992 right now.
Oh, God. I don't have that kind of patience. I got to see it. I don't know. I need the gratification of...
And just that thing on the banner, and I know this is trivial, but when they removed the slot machine on the game header, they didn't replace it with anything. So there's this, like, hole in the middle, and that bothers me. Like, I want to... In my mind, I keep pushing the other stuff over.
Oh, yeah. I remember you saying something about that.
Yeah, it doesn't even look nice. It looks like it's sloppy, and I expect in a game I play, I want things to be neat and organized.
Yeah, it is really odd that they just didn't slide that over.
I know. Or put something else in there. Like, what else do you want us to click on? Like, put a marketplace dollar sign.
Oh, we should put it. We should put a donate to Spockholm there.
Yeah. Should, yeah. Like,
we put a donate to Spockholm button right there. That'd be awesome.
Oh, or put the Spockholm logo there. That would be cute.
Yeah.
It would be easy to...
Kids, no, sorry.
Oh, I want to see it. I can't That'd wait. Funny. That's yeah. a good idea.
Yeah.
If Zynga's not going to use the space, you should.
Yep. Sounds like a plan.
Zynga. Oh, yeah, I like it.
Yep.
And then while you're at it, make that image go away, too.
No big deal, right?
While we're at it.
Yeah, while
you're there.
In your spare time there.
No, I think Brandon said he was going to work on that. But he's in school, too, and I don't know how he does it all. But I don't know how you guys do it all, either.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have, like, jobs and families.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a distraction at times, too, though. Take your mind off of reality.
Yeah, and we all find it fun. I mean, that's the thing. If it weren't fun, we wouldn't still be doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. Or at least mildly amusing, whichever way you want to view it. And it does get frustrating when people take your code and take credit for it. That's more than irritating. And then sell it. Yeah, whatever.
There's a lot of that going on. And it's still... You know, well, the latest thing is, okay, all these scripts that sell their product, well, people are going to go around and turn and make pirated copies. So now the big to-do is the original authors are targeting people using the pirated copies. And people may not even know they're pirated. You know, they get a link from their friend and like, oh, this is cool. And, you know, people, they can do things to mess up with your account. Mm-hmm. You know, trigger warnings, make too many server calls, take you to the marketplace and make you spend all your reward points.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of evilness that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think the whole practice of selling scripts, I believe, could lead to the end of scripts, just like we saw with selling loot led to the end of trading.
Yep.
I don't like it. I don't think that Zynga should allow other people to make a profit off their game. You know, if you have a good product, you're going to get the donations to cover your costs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I feel. So don't everyone blast me. It's just my opinion.
You're going down.
Well, I've been getting hate comments lately.
Well, that's the reason why we've never charged. I mean, like we've always said, we'll take donations and we're legally able to with regard to Zynga. But, you know, we're never going to charge for the stuff because it should be out there. But it does get frustrating when, you know, Ike or Martin or myself or, you know, Brandon or whatever finds a solution to a problem that exists, and then all of a sudden it ends up out there and someone else takes credit for finding a fix. You know, at least give credit where credit's due. I mean, even if you're gonna, you know, we're never gonna stop everybody from turning around and selling and whatever else, but at least give credit where credit is due. Taking credit for someone else's work is bullshit, and sorry for, you know, using such vulgar language, but it's a crock. I mean, that's just not right. I mean, you know, we've gotten help from the Mafia Wars add-in guy, you know, and we've helped, you know, through the years, you know, many scripters have worked together. You know, we worked with Aaron, but then I'm even trying to think back, even going back as far as
Dirty Martini.
Yeah, we all work together. I mean, we all want this community to build and thrive. And the idea of holding everything back in, you know, super secret lab that, you know, nobody can have access to any of the information. That's the reason why we don't encode our scripts. If we really wanted to stop everybody, you know, we can encode our scripts. But, you know, seriously, if someone comes up with a good idea, that's great. Share it, but, you know, reference them in your code. Or don't go out on your web page and claim that you're the one that's just now come up with this really great idea all of a sudden and has been in, you know, in the field for a year.
You dusted it off. It's been sitting there for 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's just nutsoid. Or, you know, there's fixes that we post on our website that says, you know, that we fixed something, and then all of a sudden, 2 minutes later, somebody else comes out and announces that they found the fix. I mean, that, come on, you know, I don't know. It's just, that just burns me. And I don't know. It's a hard part. It's probably what's created such pessimism in my own personal life with people. You know, there's good people out there, but boy, there's so many other people that are just
there to piss you off.
They're 50 shades of ungray. They're dark black.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, it takes some of the fun element out of it. I find that too with my blog posts or, you know, with some of the comments. You're like, you know, I'm just doing this as a hobby.
And yeah. What are people picking on you about right now?
Oh, they say I complain too much.
Oh. Yeah.
And here we are.
Yeah, here we are. But how they complain about me complaining, so aren't they doing the same thing?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
And, you know, I try to look out and try to think of what affects all players. I can handle all this because I don't do anything else. I don't have a job. So I have a lot of free time and I can get it done. So it's not really that big of a deal to me personally. But I don't want people quitting the game. So I'm going to try to point out reasons why people leave.
Right.
And I think
that's very important because if Zynga is listening, then, you know, like what we're discussing right now, which comes across like a complaint, it sort of is, you know, that when you open the screen every time and you have to tolerate seeing the arena window and you have to be forced to go remove it to get to your game and you can't do anything at this point. You know, I mean, if you got an hour left on the timer, you're staring at a screen you can do nothing with.
It's
so why are you staring at him? Why are you making me stare at that?
Exactly.
You know, now if the ask button was available and you popped it up, you know, when I first logged into the game, I'd still be annoyed, but I would be less annoyed because you're telling me I need to do something with it, you know, and I would appreciate that more than you bring up a screen and I can do nothing with it because there's a timer that's blocking me from doing anything else.
And I don't know why they don't make a banner out of it. They have a little ad banner, but it's like all the way on the 9th module or whatever.
Oh, I know why they didn't make a banner out of it. They need the space to do the actual actions of all the clicking. I would imagine whatever this arena is going to be is going to be designed very similar to what you're seeing in that sample that's on that screen.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
You know.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and I thought it was really cool the first time I saw it, but now I can't stand it.
You know, and you're actually
have to be crazy.
And you have to do those 5 clicks or whatever to clear that person off that board. So, I mean, I'm sure that's in essence what the principles behind the arena are going to be.
I think
it's
so
not
too.
A stretch.
Yeah.
Like they're either going
to be some
characters we have to
profit play. Or go see the Oracle or something like that to figure out that that's what they're doing. Whatever. So anyway.
But what's good in the game this week?
Well, I have some fun news. I don't even know where to start. Well, I don't think we had the zombie event when we knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I think on the last show it had started yet. And it's just like the zombie event, but it's werewolves.
Werewolves in London.
So the whole premise is to attack the opposite side so you can get more points. I have only got 80 points one time, and I don't even know how I did it. But
you lucked into your ices because it's all about the ices.
Yeah. But this is another event. It favors script users and it favors those who go to extreme measures to get their ices, like on the ice board.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a total of 271 waves, I believe, because every 15 minutes is a wave. So people that let their scripts run 24/7 are going to get a lot more loot items. And then those who have the whole setup of the minis and the minis attacking them attacking minis, well, they're going to get ruby items every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really complaining. I'm just
stating the facts.
I'm just saying. And my big complaint is why do you keep telling us script use is against the terms of service? Don't use scripts. But here, if you do, we're going to give you a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it'd just be better if they'd admit it.
Yeah, but they don't think, they don't, they're not saying just because we created it this way that you should still use scripts.
Yeah.
And that you're going to be rewarded for using scripts. It's just the side effect of using scripts.
I'm annoyed I can't get 80 ices in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I haven't really tried. I haven't had time to, you know, I could do it. I could go set up a whole bunch of minis.
And you know what? I'm not even worried about it because the loot will be outdated in a few weeks or months.
Exactly. It'll be useless.
It's not going to make that much difference. There's going to be something else that's going to come out, whether or not it's VIP loot if you're a VIP member, or it's going to be something, some other event that's going to make that loot obsolete. And so what if those people got it, you know, during that time period? Yeah, I don't know.
And well, I kind of stopped caring and I'm just icing as normal.
Right.
And I'll get what I get.
Icing's still a pain. Always will be. And I don't care whether or not you put those NPC people on there, you know, non-people people, you know, you got to make those at least worthwhile on a statistic standpoint. Otherwise, there's no sense in ever hitting them. And if there's no sense in ever hitting them, take them back off the fight list because they're useless.
You're just filling space to make us think there's more.
So if you're listening, Zynga, they need to have good, decent ratios on them. If they don't, then they're not, and they need to be able to be killed. And if they can't be, then we know they need to go. That's
right. You don't even get anything if you ice them. You get an ice. So why would I ice one of those when I'm losing?
Yeah, you should get a bonus at least.
When I can just go ice Joe Blow on the fight list.
Exactly right. And I'm pick on the lowest dang person, right, wrong, or indifferent, because that's the person I can kill.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I don't know. Yep.
And then we're into the Raven now. He's back.
Where the hell is he?
He's in hiding. He only comes out every blue moon.
Once every 3 days, just like before.
Yeah, that's Croc.
And I think I cracked the strategy to get him without having to buy anything.
Of course you did.
And then people act like they don't understand it. One guy told me in a comment that I forget how he worded it. But he said that I should hire someone else to write for me.
Oh, really?
I don't know how I can explain it, but there's two different drop phases. Phase one is when he appears, the banner. Okay. So he's not active yet. He's only letting you know he's close. Well,
he's
in that
lurking about.
Right. In that period of time, you can go farm your loot that you need. Now, the secret is not to trigger him. He's not going to be triggered until you get X number of ices.
Right.
So don't ice. Go get your consumables. Go rob to get 50 robbing consumables. Go do jobs till you get your 50. And you can fight, but the key is to not ice. So go. You're probably going to have to do it manually. Go fight and just stop fighting someone when they're close to being iced. Move to the next one because the loot will drop as you're fighting.
Right.
So once you have 50, 50, 50, now you can go trigger the guy. And you do that by icing. So go start icing and you'll find because your other loot items are maxed, you're going to start dropping the armor grenades. Because once he's triggered, that's when the armor grenades start dropping.
Mm-hmm.
A cap on the loot items combined. Once he's triggered, you can only get 15 items total. So what's happening is people are seeing he's there, they're icing, they're triggering him, and they're getting 50 of all the other consumables. So these armor grenades haven't had a chance to drop.
Gotcha.
And then you can kill him without even using an armor grenade. You can use the yellow combo. And if you farm 50 of each item, you can get in 25 attacks that way.
Mm.
And then you can finish them off like with your leftover job loot or whatever.
Right.
But it's very easy to beat them in the time allotted without buying anything. But you have to sacrifice your icing.
You have to sacrifice the ice.
I'm not good about that.
There's always something. And, you know, another thing to do is like, who cares? I'm not going to get them this time, but I'll get the ammo. And then maybe next time I'll have enough.
Mm-hmm. Because you'll have the ammo already.
Right. So instead of fighting them once every 3 days, fight them once every 6 days.
Right.
I'll see if I ever find him to fight him.
Yeah. I've had him twice now.
And we did add, or I say we, but Spockholm did, added underneath the boss's link, you know, like we have those menu items, there's now a Raven item too.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, so you can go straight to where the Raven would be if he has become available. Yep.
And I believe, I haven't been able to test it yet as to what portion, but I think on the Assassinator, I know it says when he's triggered, but I think Ike added something to when he shows up.
Yes.
So you have the option to stop fighting.
Yep.
And then those desktop notifications too.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
So there's been a couple of different options there for that.
Nice.
And then what'd you guys do for the zombie event?
We added some features to the Assassinator to go ahead and track them, and an option to kind of an auto attack mode based on which your current status is. So if you're human, you'll only attack zombies until everything's critical, and then you'll attack anybody at that point.
Oh,
because you get more points for attacking the opposite of what you currently are. So if you're a werewolf, you attack humans, you get more, and vice versa. So it kind of does an autoplay kind of mode where it picks your targets. It's in the filtering options. It picks your targets based on, you know, what your current state of your curse is.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have to set it up to do that, or is it automatically?
Yeah, no, it's in the filters. If you go into the filters like you would if you were setting any other filter, and you know, if you wanted to attack only certain people at a certain health or whatever else, there's a checkbox that says you know, auto filter based on, you know, current status.
Okay.
Yep. So
I can't decide if it's better to do that way or just fight everybody.
Well, I think the problem you have when you fight everybody though is then don't you lose points if you ice someone that is like you or something?
You don't
get as many points or something.
As many, but the problem is because the fight list is so limited.
Yeah.
I find it takes a lot longer, so I don't get as many ices. Yeah. I can't figure out the best way to go.
And maybe the way to do it is, you know, you do everybody for a while till you get your regular 150 in for the day, and then you turn around, and then at that point, then be more selective.
Yeah.
Is there a better city to fight in for this?
I don't know.
No. It's just what's ever best for you to get your ices. I still fight in London because if I fought in New York, it would take me like 20 hours to burn through my stamina.
See, and I fight in London because I can stockpile the money.
And that's what I figure we still will need if they keep just adding districts.
Right.
I have too much London cash.
So you say. Until you try to serial level and then you pick the jobs that have cash as a requirement. Then you don't have as much London cash as you think you do.
Think of that.
Exactly.
You know, I was thinking just now that we're talking about cash, and this is something that I've thought of oddly enough the other day because it's been a while since I've ever had to deal with it. You know, we in New York, you know, there's still people trying to go after what's a trillion, you know, requirement and stuff like that.
Me? Well, I'm going after what's after a trillion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And we had the there's a script out there to help fight Boss Cleto. And I don't know if you've ever used it, but, you know, certainly it's one of those that the best and fastest way to get New York money for that purpose is to constantly fight Boss Cleto. You can't have anything. Can't have anything else running. It's
CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green. it is New York Boss Fighter. And, you know, the nice part about it is that if whatever you have out of the bank is almost like doubled. I think Jen probably remember better. I haven't done it in a really long time, but I mean, you get a mass amount of money based on what's currently out of your bank. And, you know, you keep just doing that over and over again, and you can really rack up the cash fast. Still takes a while to get to those achievements, but it's still a heck of a lot better than just doing the.
Oh, it's a lot easier now than it ever used to be.
Yeah. Yep.
With all the bonuses we have.
But I've thought about for a while just going back and just go fight some Boss Cleto fights.
Just
for the heck of it and see if you can get back up to max in both the bank and, you know, the game maximum for New York money. It would be interesting.
That could be another one of your little goals.
That's right. I'm thinking about that. Just go back and do something for a change.
I don't have one right now, and I'm kind of bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, goals are good.
Yep. Well, see, if they had robbing with more than just 10 levels, you could have a goal to be like, like right now I'm on a, I am working towards like 200 level in fighting, fight mastery. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if.
That's what I'm working towards as well. But on the robbing, I'm still only halfway through 10. So,
oh, you'll get there. I'm trying to get.
I don't rob a lot unless something calls for it, you know? Right.
Yep.
Or I need to burn everything really fast or something like that. I mean, there's times that well, I
fighting's
do.
Faster now.
Fighting is actually faster now, it which used is to disappointing. Be robbing was
faster.
Yeah.
But when they made that mega power attack thing, if you go fight in London or Brazil or Chicago, your stamina's gone relatively quickly.
Yeah,
I definitely think we need an option to be even quicker. But
yeah, they need to. We talked about it, that district option.
The new
district boss fighters. No, at the end of each district, they have those boss fights. They need to make them behave like they do in the secret districts so that this way you have a really quick way with a decent ratio to burn through that stamina. That would be cool.
Yeah, exactly. That would be really nice. Or just let us keep repeating these secret district boss fights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get the loot the first time, and then the second time you don't get anything. But
yep.
I don't want to pay to do them.
No, the free ones.
Okay.
And then that would make more people even buy the ones that are available just so they can have that option.
Yep.
Couldn't hurt.
Very true. Very true.
So what else is up? I've been so busy. I log in and then just pop-ups. That's all
I know. It's overwhelming.
Disney boss Lucasfilms. Since you asked what else was up. That's funny, too. Sorry. That's like totally non-related to Mafia Wars, but I have to say it because it was funny as all get out. So Disney did buy Lucasfilms, right?
Yes.
And so now a lot of the posts out there, one of them says, now when you wish upon a star and has a picture of the Death Star.
Oh, my gosh. I saw one today with Princess Leia and all the Disney princesses, and she's going, oh, hell no. And I thought that was pretty funny.
And then the other one where the moon's over Tatooine and it looked like Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh, yeah.
Or Mickey looked like Mickey Mouse.
Uh-huh. I saw one as Mickey Mouse going, Luke, I am your father now. And so I've definitely been humored with the Mickey Mouse jokes with the. But, you know, there's always been a close relation. You know, you go to Disneyland, you get on Star Tours, you see the stormtroopers walking around, Darth Vader, you know. So, I mean, they've always been closely related. So for me, it wasn't that big of a stretch. I don't know. They've had a close relationship.
Well, and I think that's why George was so willing to sell it to Disney, because I'm sure there could have been other people that would have offered to buy it and would have had the money to buy it. But you know, I'm sure that
right at Disneyland.
Yeah, and you know, it's
still by Zynga.
And they're turning around and making another movie too in 2015.
That's what my son told me.
Another Star Wars.
Uh huh.
This is going to be the curse of Disney.
Yeah. Well, that may break the curse. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, speaking of curses.
We Star Wars cars.
The werewolves.
Now, something bad happened.
What happened to what? Who?
One of the servers crashed, and then a lot of people lost 2 days worth of progress.
Ooh.
And they're not too happy. And I'm really surprised Zynga hasn't addressed it because it affected a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But they totally lost 2 days worth of progress. And the ones that did contact customer support were told they are aware, they're working on it, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, now these people don't know, well, am I going to lose it again if I play? If I play now, I'm just playing catch up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, supposedly they know their game better than anybody. They should be able to figure out what they need to do to fix their accounts.
No, they're selling apps on iTunes now. So.
It's been over a day now and nothing on their support documents. And I think half the people don't even know how to contact support anymore. And then they may not know. They, you know, may just think it's odd.
Mm-hmm.
But with so many events going on, like losing 2 days right now is like the worst possible time.
Right.
You know what's so sad is I don't even know that I would notice.
If you run your stats history, it would show up. But
I just don't. And I've been so busy that I just don't have the time to look into things that I used to pay attention to. So
I think you would notice because you're like your limited time property, they lost levels on that. They lost progress on the secret district, progress in London. They lost goodie bags for the robbing spree. They lost a lot of their werewolf loot.
Oh, God.
What they did was, I guess, apparently there was a snapshot saved on that server of data from 2 days prior. Mm. So they pushed everyone back to that point in time.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, it's pretty serious, I think.
And I have it'll be addressed. Hello?
So I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's hope for the best that they get people squared back away.
You know, Spockholm tried to help them with the family data, but they wouldn't accept it, so.
Yeah.
I doubt everyone, there's anyone that can keep track of all account data. But that's scary. It's like, well, do I want to spend money on something knowing I could get rolled back without notice? And this has nothing to do with cheating or exploits. This was just a glitch where everybody got pushed back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what happened to me this week is one of our former pack members from the first pack. I'm looking through my feed and I just got robbed, and I look and I'm like, he looks familiar. And I clicked on it and it's like, play his slots. He wants these gifts. And I'm like, and he just robbed me. So then, and this is Bill. And so I put on Bill's wall, I put the, you just robbed, or you were robbed by whatever. And he showed me screenshots of where he iced himself a couple weeks ago. That he was on the fight list and he had the screenshot and everything. I told him to send it to you, but he literally iced himself, but it wouldn't let him attack back. It was weird. You should look at it. Cause I thought it was really funny that, you know, okay. He's a friend of mine and just literally wiped out my bank. And I'm like, you owe me a shopping trip.
If people in your mafia do appear on your robbing board and that causes problems.
Oh, yeah, I left. I mean, for me, it's not a problem. I'm not going to kick him out and everything. Him and me laughed about the glitches of Zynga. You know, it's kind of obviously he wouldn't have come and robbed me. Maybe not. But yeah, so.
Could have been.
Mm-hmm. But there has been a lot of glitchy little problems. I guess anytime they release too much stuff, there's always problems.
Mm-hmm. I think that's more than a little glitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's something major and serious because it affects people that spend money. They have VIP. They're just mad. And so hopefully, I don't know if having too much stuff is the cause, but it can't help because now you just got rolled back in five events where it could have just been one and it would have been easier to compensate.
Mm-hmm.
Righto.
Aye.
Well, anything else, guys?
I have one more thing.
Sure.
Good. I'm not going to like it.
Bring it. What you got?
Well, Leonard sent me, whenever he finds server images, he'll send them to me.
No, you're going to say property, aren't you?
What in the hell? We're going to have a Cityville 2 cross game promotion.
Stop it.
You've got to be kidding.
Stop it. I thought.
That game just
shut up
today.
It's you take that back, Jen. You put that back in there, little server image.
It's a horrible game. Like I'm on level 6 already.
I'm not playing.
Every time you do something, you get the "you're out of energy" pop up.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, I'm not going to put as much time into it as I did for Farmville 2. Unless I can find a way to cheat, but it's just, we're looking. We're going to try every possible way. We will find an exploit.
You're so funny.
Especially if they make us get to level 20.
I am not doing it.
I am not
either. No way.
Pete's jaded me.
I don't want to break my record, though, because I have all the cross-promotion loot.
I do not.
Gotta stop somewhere because eventually you're going to miss it and then you're going to be really angry with yourself because it happened when you weren't able to control when you said no. Mm-hmm.
But I do enjoy writing blog posts about other games.
Yeah.
This one's just, it's bad. It's not fun at all.
Right.
It's, you know, I can't stand when you have to go beg for stuff and invite your friends, ask them for this. You can have this, but you have to ask for that.
Well, we got to do that on all their games.
I know, but it's bad on this one. At least like with Farmville, when you ran out of stuff, there was easy ways to go get more stuff. And there might be with this game, but I haven't seen it. And it burns energy like crazy.
Yeah.
You got to stop playing, wait to get more energy, go back. And I'm not spending money. I don't care how many. They even have, when you level in this game, the pop-up includes a special limit to time offer to buy something.
Uh-huh.
It's like really bad.
Sheesh.
But you're gonna
do it. Just, it looks like desperation to me. Like, you know, I can see where the marketplace is. If I want to buy something, I will. But you're going to try to tempt me when I just leveled up.
Uh-huh.
I'm not doing it. I'll spend money on Mafia Wars, but not these other stupid games.
Uh-huh.
No. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was
really surprised this week to see that they have several games on the App Store on my phone, and they're selling games I've never heard of from Zynga.
Oh, really?
$1.99. I'm kind of wondering if they're thinking about taking that direction.
Oh, they've been talking about they think the next big wave of money is in mobile.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, that surprised me when they dropped Mafia Wars Mobile in the other apartments.
Yeah.
But I did notice that today my son was having me look for an app, and I scrolled right through and I saw several games at Zynga, and I'm like, I don't recall seeing them before, but all for money, not free apps.
Well, yeah. The group Anonymous is supposedly mad at Zynga, and if they don't do something by November 5th, they're supposed to release like a way that people can get all these games for free and release sensitive documents. We don't know if it's true or not.
Why are they mad?
They don't like the way they just laid people off without giving them warning. And
it's kind of people just lost their jobs. I mean,
right, that they think their employees are poorly treated.
You know, I don't
well.
Know. Honestly,
we're all not arguing.
I think being treated well when I was there.
Yeah.
What?
No, it goes on. But when I was there, it seemed like they were being treated well.
No, it did.
I said that's what I said just a second ago. They've been fed well.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, that's the problem you have with any business. You know, there's days where you feel like you're treated like garbage, and there's days you feel like you're the king of the world. And there are some businesses that, you know, it's a tough racket to be in. There's some companies that are really, really hard on their employees. But then you also have to understand, you know, how well do they compensate them? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I know one company in my town that they have the worst reputation for taking care of their employees from an emotional standpoint, but they pay their people well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, going in, you're going to get paid a lot of money, but get ready to work for it. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's people that's I don't care. I'll work hard for my money. And then there's others that, you know, are not going to want to be in that environment. So, yeah, it's just not there's never a perfect solution. And then there's some other companies, you know, do some really cool things like Beer Fridays and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they have beer every day.
What's that?
I said at Zynga when we were there, didn't we see beer like in the refrigerators?
Well, we were there on a weekend. We've got to remember as well.
So it was there.
Yeah. I don't think they could. I don't know
I don't,
that they can.
Yeah, I don't think it was
long.
That late. Yeah. I think they prefer
like
you
working
to drink the Red Bull and stay wired. And
yeah.
I think they want you.
Think you can drink it anytime you want.
And there were hand sanitizers everywhere, too.
I think it's not like a Coors factory or something like that. Or what's that? What's the other one where they specifically talk about drinking on their commercials? I can't think of it. Samuel Adams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're proud. Proud to drink. Just like Mike Nestor.
Until the guy falls in the vat.
I know.
Whoops. We lost another one.
It's in the hopper.
Literally in the hops.
Totally in the hops. Oh, we shouldn't let our secret out about the hopper, huh?
Yeah.
How we keep Mike.
We bribe him with a kegger.
Well, we're lucky to have him here tonight. He's in Vegas right now.
So's Ike soon.
Ike will be here.
Are
later.
You going, Pete?
No, I'm not going. Thought I'd just show up. Nah, I got too much stuff going on here.
Well, I wish I could do it. I'm super, super busy this year.
Yeah.
It's been hard.
I've met Mike twice now.
No, more than twice, haven't you?
No, I think, San Francisco, and then when he came here, when Pete was here. So twice.
Well, you keep a good eye on him, and you know, always I tell you, always make sure the authorities know that he's there.
I think he was gambling all last night.
I believe he was drinking and gambling up until about an hour ago.
I haven't been out of the house yet, but I'm going to try to make a day where I gamble too.
Yeah.
And then we want to meet Ike while he's here. Ike won't be here as long, so.
Well, yeah, you definitely have to do that. And you guys better get a little group picture for us that don't get to come.
Oh, yeah, we'll try to do that.
Yeah, take a picture for the page. It'll be fun.
Very good.
Did y'all all get to hang out? And, you know, I don't know. Does anybody have anything else tonight? Does anybody have a shout out? I was just thinking about Mike in general. The whole East Coast, obviously, people know, have had a really difficult week. And Mike had a horrible time just getting out of where he lives. Right. And I've got a lot of friends and family in New Jersey that I just wanted to give a big shout out to all of our listeners. We have a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fans and friends in New York and New Jersey. And
yep. Yeah, I hope everything gets back to the norm. My family's there too, and they, you know, my mom's doing okay. My brother lost two cars, and his basement's flooded, and so it's been a rough time for the people back east.
And it's just countless stories of that. I lost my car. Oh
yeah, whole houses, and my house is in the Atlantic Ocean now. The fires that happened in Breezy Point. I mean,
the roller coasters are in the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. So I wanted to definitely. I was thinking of Mike through his traveling out of it, but I've had friends trying to get into it and out of it. And it's just, so I just feel bad for everybody dealing with that.
Yep.
So I am going to leave it at that for me.
Yeah. No, that's a good shout out.
Yeah. We'll leave it on that note.
Well, y'all have a great weekend. I need to sleep the entire weekend until the next show. So.
Yep.
Y'all wake me up.
Very good. Then we'll call this one a wrap.
That's a wrap.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna cross, get them crashing to the